Ketevach, Maisa, a big Ashikayach to our Shutzim over here.
Oh,
big Ashikayach to Shmuel for sponsoring. Big Ashikayach for Mikey for sponsoring. Baz Hashem, Shululi Nishmas with David Ben Shalom, Shom Shavan Aliyah. With that, Shefa Brach and Atzlocha shall come to you, the whole Mishpacha, to you and the whole Mishpacha, and the whole Kilo and Kal Yisrael. Skos the Tzaddik, the Kamarna Rebbe. So, Maisa, this is our second, it's our first Shabbos Kamarna, but it's our second, for bringing Lakava the art site of the Tzaddik. So last year when I spoke about when we did this last year, so I spoke about the Inyan of the Kamarna and the connection between the Ari HaKadosh and the Baal Shem Tov in the neshama of the Kamarna. I mentioned then, I mentioned on Shabbos as well, that the Kamarna said about himself that his neshama has a spark of the Ari HaKadosh with a spark of the Baal Shem Tov. He calls both of them his Rebbe. And I mentioned on Shabbos, it even said that his tzura, that his physical form, his physical appearance, looked like the Ari HaKadosh. So, in that context, I'll speak for a few minutes about this inyan of the relationship between Ariz and Baal Shem Tov, and maybe earlier versions of that relationship. Listen, I guess what I'm going to say is B'derech Efshar, because, you know, we'll try, we'll see the best we can. So it's like this, you have to get ready for Lag B'Omer also. So obviously Lag B'Omer is all about Rishon Bar Yochai. And also Matzei Shabbos is about saying stories. So I'll read you a story that we find in the Zohar HaKadosh. So this is in the Hakdama of the Zohar. It's on Daf Hey through Zion, around that. I can't say over the whole story because it's too long and I don't understand most of it. But just pieces here and there. So the Zohar says the following Maisa, and this is going to be the background to appreciate a little bit, I think, of the Inyan of the Arizal for the Baal Shem. It says in the Zohar like this, a Maisa, Rabbi Lazar va'ozel lemechme l'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakunya. So it says in the Zohar that Rabbi Lazar was traveling to go visit Rabbi Yosi, Tana. For Rabbi Abba Bahadei, and Rabbi Abba was tagging along Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Abba basically are going to travel, they're traveling to go visit Rabbi Yosi. And it's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Abba traveling, and there's this yid that's like following them. Okay, they're not saying anything. It's a yid that's following them. Okay. And then the Zohar says, Om Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba turns to Rabbi Lazar, and he says, Niftach Pisklin Daraisa, let's open up the gates of Torah. In other words, let's begin to learn Torah, secrets of Torah. The Hashai Tevidnehu Laskarim Ba'archim, because now it's an appropriate time to make tikkunim while we're traveling. So let's talk Torah. So then they begin to speak. And they're talking to each other. They don't think that this person who's following them is listening, and let alone understanding. And they talk. And then all of a sudden, the Zohar says, Amr Hutaya, looked like a merchant that was traveling behind them. He begins to open his mouth. Davaton Basra, the one that was traveling behind them. And he begins to ask kashas on what they were talking about. But like good kashas. So like, oh, okay. So they begin to answer him. But then he has kashas on what they say, and he's beginning to slug them up. And now the Zohar says they begin to fumble. They don't know what to say, until finally it dawns on them that this is not a pashta person, and they say to him, "So you tell us what the Torah says." And he begins to say Torah and Smamish Rosen Darais, the secrets of Torah that they've never heard before. These are both Tamidim of Shimon, and they never heard secrets like this. So the Zohar says, Nachtu Rabbi Lazar v'Rababa. Rababa and Rabbi Lazar, they were traveling, I guess, on donkeys, whatever they were traveling on. They get down, v'neshku, and they kiss this person. Amru, and they say, Uma kol chachma sada ist chais yadach. You have such chachma under your hand. You have such wisdom. V'atoyin basran, and you're traveling behind us. Adarabba, you should go first, and we'll travel behind you. Amru lay, and they say to him, they say, Manat, who are you? What's your name? Amr Loin, and the person responds, Lois Shalin Manana. Don't ask me who I am. So who cares who I am? Alanova to Nezvo Nasasik Brai. So let's just continue learning. It's a waste of time. What my name is. It's not community. Let's continue learning. Each one of us, let's say something to illuminate the path. And they continue like this, but they say, we're not interested in our Torah, and we want to hear from you. So he begins the darshan, and he goes on like this. And the whole time, more secrets upon secrets, and they're becoming more and more nispal from this, until finally they say like this: Amrulay, they say to him, the Zohar says, Chodur Lazar Rababa. Rabbi Lazar Rababa, after hearing all this Torah, they become unbelievably besimcha. Ubachu, and they begin to cry. The Zohar Kaddish, it's an amazing, almost every page, someone's crying in the Zohar Kaddish. It's an amazing thing. Ubachu v'amru, and they begin to cry, and they say, Zil Rechav Anan Natan Masrach, you go ahead, we want to follow you. He's refusing to go ahead. Amr Lain, and this Taya, this merchant, this traveler, says to them, V'lay Amrit, haven't I told you, Tipikuda Damalki'iyu, it's a command of the king, it's a gzer from Shemayim, that I have to be the one traveling from behind, Adiyes Ehuda Toin Chamri, until the one that travels on the donkey eventually shows up. In other words, until Mashiach comes. My job is to travel from behind, no one knows my name, I travel from behind, and we go like this. Omrulay, so they say to him, Rabbi Lazar Rababa, Hashmoch le'amrit lan, you're not telling us your name. Asar beis mesavach ma, at least tell us where you live. Until now they think this is a human being. So they say, tell us where you live. Omer loin. So then he begins to say, it's all Sisser Tov, but Omer loin, he says to them, Asar beis mesavach, you want to know where I live? Ihu tov, I live in a good place. V'ayel lagaboy, and I go there. V'ihu migdal chad de parach ba'avir, ravi akira. And I live, the place that I live is a migdal ha'parech ba'avir. It's a tower that floats in the air. That's where I live. Okay, so he continues on like this. Amrulay, so they say to him, you're not telling us your name. I don't know what that means, where you live. Shema da'avuach itema. If you tell us the name of your father, I'll put him nanshik afer deraglach. We'll be able to kiss the dust of your feet. So at least tell us your father's name. Omer loin, so he says like this. Vama, he says, what do you want? Lav arich deli bekach les gobereis. It's not my way, says this mysterious person, to talk about myself in the context. It's not my inyan. Aval abadili, but if you're asking about my father, so you should know like this. Havadiyur b'yomarabah. My father lives in the great ocean. V'iyu havachad nuna, and my father is a great fish. Davi ischer yamarabah misitra do lesitra do, who's able to cross the great ocean with one, in great speed from in one moment. Rav Yakir Vatik Yoimin. My father is great and precious and of ancient days. Ad Havabal, and he goes on, Ad Havabal, Kol Shar Nun Adyom, he's able to swallow up all the other fish. Lubosark Afik Loin Chai, and so on and so forth. So Ishkech, Rabbi Lazar, Bimiloi. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Abba, they investigate their Bimayin and what this person is saying. And Omer Lay, and they say, oh, we figured it out. Antu Brei de Beitzina Kadisha, you're the son of the great luminary. Antu Brei de Rav Hamnuna Saba. You're the son of the great Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba, Rav Hamnuna the elder, was not alive at the time of Rav Shem, and he was an earlier Tana, and he was considered to be one of the greatest Mekubalim, the greatest Tanoim, greater than Rav Shem himself. And the word Hamnuna comes to the word Nuna, which means a fish. So he's talking about his father, like Moshe, like this fish of the ocean. Well, it means your father's Rav Hamnuna Saba. And so on and so forth. That's how they go on. And Antu Breitin, here the rice, and you're the son of the luminary of Torah, Antoin Bastron. And again, you're schlepping behind us. Bechuk Echadah, they both immediately started crying again. V'nashkuv Azlu, and they kissed him, and they went on. So he goes on. And they ask him more questions about himself. It's a whole Arichas in the Zohar. Until after the next secret that he reveals, which is a secret regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Naflu Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Abba Kamei, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Abba fall to the ground and just overwhelmed by the experience. Adahochi v'hochi, and when they get up after a moment, lechamulei, they couldn't. The person disappeared. Kamu v'stak l'chol sitrin, they get up and they look all around, v'lechamulei, and they couldn't find him. Yasvu u'bachu, they sat and they cried. And they were overcome with such emotion, they couldn't talk to each other. They just couldn't talk. Labasa Shaita, after some time, Amar Abba, Sir Abba said, this is in fact what we've learned already, that when tzaddikim are Isaac and Torah, they merit that neshamas of the higher world come visit them. In other words, Rav Abba says, "Vade dohu Rav Hamnuna Saba." This was not, in fact, the son of Rav Hamnuna Saba. This is a neshama that appeared to us in the form of a person, but this is none other than Rav Hamnuna Saba himself. So then it goes on. Rav Lazar and Rav Abba say like this, and they continue on until eventually, Ozlu. They get to where they were headed. They visit by Rabbi Yossi. Kadmatu lebei Rabbi Yossi. When they get to the house of Rabbi Yossi, they realize, Chadu, they see, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Toman, that Reb Shimon was there. And Chadu, they're besimcha, they see Reb Shimon. Chadi, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is besimcha overseeing them. Amar line, and Reb Shimon turns to Reb Elazar and Reb Abba, and Reb Shimon looks at them and he says, Vaday orcha denisen, v'osin ilon ka viditam. Clearly, the traveling, the experience that you had traveling to me, miracles and wondrous things took place. And I can tell this, because I just took a nap, and I saw you, a vision of you two, and Rabbeinu ben Yoyada, which was part of the Torah that Rav Amnon Saba told them about the neshama of Rabbeinu ben Yoyada, and so on. And he goes on, Vesu, so I know that something definitely happened with you guys, Vesu, and also, Dechamin an paichu mishane, I see that your face is different. Something happened. So Omer, so the Zohar says, Asar Rab Abba, amazing thing, Asar Rab Elazar comes, Rab Elazar is Rab Shimon's son. Rab Elazar comes, he was one of the two that was traveling, this whole maisa happened with. Veshavi reshe ben birchoy davoy, he puts his head in the lap of his father, there's a show of Viskashras, Vesachle Ovda, and he says over the mice of what happened with this whole merchant and so on. Dachl Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon became very afraid, like a pacha came over him, Ubachin began to cry. And it says, the Zohar continues, again, Reb Shimon then began to say a Torah, and he says the following thing, Bachar Reb Shimon again is crying, V'amar, and he said, from what I just heard that you experienced the giloy of Rav Amnon Saba, Amamash full of Yerushalayim, Zokaf Yodoy al Reshe, Rav Shimon raises his hands on his head, V'omer, and he says, Uma Rav Amnon Saba, Nehir Daraisa, the great Rav Amnon Saba, the light of Torah, Zechisun Atan Lamech Me'apin Ba'apin, you're able to see him face to face. I was never Zechat to such a thing, Rav Shimon says. Nafal Alan Poi, he falls on his face. And in that trance that Rav Shimon goes into, Chamalei, he sees Rav Amnon Saba, a vision appears of Rav Amnon Saba. Ma'akir Turin, Rav Amnon Saba is in the vision of Rav Shimon uprooting mountains. Manhir Shrugin and lighting candles. Be'echola d'malka Mashiach in the chamber of Melech HaMashiach. Remember, Rav Amnon Saba told Rav Elaz and Rav Abba that his inyan is that he's going to be traveling behind the tzaddikim until the one that rides the donkey comes, and until Mashiach comes. So Rav Shimon now sees Rav Amnon Saba in the chamber of Mashiach, Amrlei, and Rav Amnon Saba in this vision says to Rav Shimon, Bahu alma tohain shavavin, you should know, in the next world we'll be neighbors. So I know you're upset, you're a little bit down right now that you've never seen me before, and your sons and your Talmud saw me face to face, but you should know, in the next world we'll be neighbors. Mori ulfinin kameku chabrichu, and we'll both teach Torah together in the presence of Hashem. Bahu yayma havikari liberalazabrei, Ula Rab Abba, and from that day on, Rav Shimon used to call his son, Rav Elazar, and Rav Abba, who had this experience, he would call them Peniel. Peniel, based on the Pasuk, Kamad Atama, like it says in Pasuk, Kiriisi Elakim Panam El Panam. That's Peniel. Avu Afel. So what do you see from this Maisa? So first of all, we're introduced to this wondrous tzaddik, Rav Amnon Saba, and this Rav Amnon Saba is evidently greater than Rav Shimon, greater than Rav Elazar and Rav Abba from a previous star. And Adarabba, the whole nechama that Rav Shimon has is that eventually he'll be able to be miskasha to Rav Amnon Saba in the other world. The truth is, this is the beginning of the Zohar. This is the Hakdama to the Zohar Kaddish. But to a certain degree, the end of the Zohar also is regarding Rav Amnon Saba. There's a section of the Zohar Kaddish called the Idrazuta. Idrazuta is the story of the last day of Rav Shimon, the last Torah that he taught. That's the story of Lag BaOmer. So in Idrazuta, it says the following thing. When Rav Shimon was about to begin to say the last Torah, so it says like this, Is'atif Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon put on a talis, covered himself with a talis. The Yosef, and he sat. Pasach v'omer, begins to darshan the following pasach. Loi ha-mesem haluka, v'loi kol yorde dumar. You say a pasach in halal. And he goes on to introduce the Torah. Om Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon says the following thing before he gets started. Kama shanya shaita da mi idra. This moment is very different than any other moment of my teaching of Torah. What's how so? So he says the idra in other times that I taught Torah is damen kuchabrichu urasichai. The Rabbanu Shalom would come, be next to me when I taught Torah. V'hashta ha-kutshabrichu ha-cha. Now the Rabbanu Shem was with me. V'asiyim inun tzadikaya de-begin tzad-eidin. And I'm also being accompanied, he's also being accompanied, the Rabbanu Shem, with neshamas tzadikim in Gan-Eidin. Madal yerub idra, which didn't happen before. The kutshabrichu boy be-ikarin de-tzadikaya. The Rabbanu Shem wants to honor the tzadikim. Yosem yikar delay, even more than his own honor. So this moment, the last Torah that Rav Shimon says, it's in the presence of not just the Rabbanu Shem, but the tzadikim. And he goes on, Omar, Rav Shimon says, and what, who is the tzaddik that is accompanying the Rabbanu Shloilam in this last Torah to complete Rav Shimon's life? Ha, Rav Amnun Asaba Hocha, Rav Amnun Asaba is here. V'sechir neshivin tzaddiki, and he's surrounded by 70 tzaddikim. Galif and Bitrin, they have crowns on their heads. Ma'arin, Kolchad, V'chad, Mizihara, Deziva, Datika, Kedisha, and each one of them is glowing with the light of the Ancient One. Steeman to call Steeman, and they're coming to hear the words of Torah, the Ana'ami, which I'm about to say. And the Tzar then goes on to say, the old Tamidim are now very intimidated by the whole thing over there, so they back up, and it's a whole mice over there. So Rav Amnun Asaba, Rav Amnun Asaba comes to visit Rav Shimon, the last Torah, with the 70 tzaddik, and the Ari Kaddish writes in Shar Gugulim, that Rav Amnun Asaba was a nitzis of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the 70 tzaddikim that surrounded Rav Amnun Asaba are like the 70 members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Moshe Rabbeinu shokel keneged shivim. Moshe Rabbeinu is a v'chino Sanhedrin. So this Rav Amnun Asaba is a mysterious person. The Sisri Torah, the secrets of Torah that Rav Amnun Asaba brings into the world, like v'chino of Nishmas Moshe, is higher than anything else. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's nechama was at the end of his life, he'll be able to be shavovim, he'll be able to be neighbors. And the talk of the last Torah that Rav Shimon says is within the presence of Rav Amnun Asaba. So the beginning of the Zohar Kaddish is with Rav Amnun Asaba in the background. The end of the Zohar Kaddish, the end of Rav Shimon's life, is with Rav Amnun Asaba in the background. So when's the next time we find Rav Amnun Asaba? So it's like this. If you remember in the story, when Rav Elazar and Rav Abba asked Rav Amnun Asaba, he didn't realize it was Rav Amnun Asaba at the time. They asked him, where do you live? So he said, it's a beautiful place, Amigdal HaPerech Ba'avir. We have a sefer called Sefer HaChizyonis. Sefer HaChizyonis is an autobiography written by Rabbi Chaim Vital. And one of the inyanim that we find in that sefer is that the Ari HaKadosh, one of the things that the Rizal tried very much was to impress upon Rabbi Chaim Vital how chashiv his neshama was. And one of the things that the Arizal said to Rabbi Chaim Vital is that if you knew how great your neshama would be, you'd be floating in the air. You'd be floating in the air. The remez is that the neshama of Rabbi Chaim Vital was bound to Rav Amnun Asaba. Just like Rav Amnun Asaba lives in a Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver, if Rabbi Chaim Vital knew the greatness of his neshama, he'd also be living in a Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver. There's another statement that the Ari HaKadosh said to Rav Chaim Vital, and he said this often to Rav Chaim Vital. He said about him, the pasuk Yisrael Asher Becho Espoir. Yisrael Asher Becho Espoir. The Kamarna writes that to him, the Kamarna says that the meaning of that is that the Ari HaKadosh was being marames to Rav Chaim Vital, that the Baal Shem, that the Rav Chaim Vital was the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov's Nesham was first found in Rav Chaim Vital. Yisrael Asher Becho Espoir. So that means Rav Chaim Vital's neshama, when the Arizal is trying to be Megala, the greatness of Rav Chaim Vital's neshama, he makes two points. He connects him to Rav Amnun Asaba, and he connects him to the Baal Shem Tov. Indication being that the Baal Shem Tov is deeply connected to Rav Amnun Asaba. Akadei Kach, maybe it's the same shayrish. There's another raya to that. The Baal Tanya, when the Baal Tanya's son, the Mitler Rebbe, who eventually the Mitler Rebbe was born, the Baal Tanya said about the Mitler Rebbe that his chassidus is greater than his own chassidus. By the famous chasana between the Baal Tanya and the Berditchever when they made a shidduch. So it was one of these, it was a big event that all the tzaddikim came to be able to hear chassidus from the Mitler Rebbe. The Mitler Rebbe was considered to be the depth of chassidus that came from the Mitler Rebbe was Ein Lashar. The Baal Tanya said when the Mitler Rebbe was born that Be'emes, he wants to name him Hamnuna. He wants to name Mitler Rebbe Hamnuna. But it's not Bakovedik to his Rebbe, the Mizrachi Magid, whose name was Daif Ber. So therefore, he's naming him Daif Ber. Now, it can't be that Be'etzim, the Neshama of the Mitler Rebbe, was Shaykh to Rav Amnun, Amnun Asaba, but yet just, we're not going to give him that, we're going to give him a different name. It must be that inside the Mizrachi Magid, Be'etzem, there's Daiv Be'er, and Daiv Be'er covers over the Pnimius, which is Hamnu Mesava. Now the Klal is that the Pnimius, who the Rebbe is Meslabesh, is contained inside the Talmud. If the Pnimius of the Magid is Rav Hamnu Mesava, as we see that the Mitla Rebbe was named Daiv Be'er after the Mizrach HaMagid, but in Pnimius, it's Avim Nuna Saba, which means that's who the Mizrach HaMagid was, and a Rebbe is Meslavish within the Pnimius. So the Talmud, it means who's the Baal Shem Tov? It means the Baal Shem Tov is Rav Nuna Saba. So it comes out that this mysterious person, Rav Nuna Saba, that in the Zohar Kaddish is behind the scenes of all the secrets of Torah that Rav Shimon is trying to bring down into the world, the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the end of Rav Shimon's life, it's taught in the presence of Rav Hamnu Mesava. That Hamnu Mesava is itself Mislavish and Rav Chaim Vital, and itself is the name of the Baal Shem Tov. This is why we find that the Zohar Kaddish says in this Maisa that Rav Hamnu Mesava says that he's always, don't ask me my name, I'm nothing, always in the background until the one that travels on the donkey will come. And when Rav Shimon sees a vision of Rav Hamnu Mesava, he sees him the Heichal of Mashiach and the Heichal of Mashiach. No? That's what Mashiach himself told the Baal Shem Tov, that I'm going to come. So it's only appropriate. This is not it's not such a stretch to say that these neshamas are bound to each other. Now, what that tells us is that we know the Ariyah Kaddish, the whole Inyan the Arizal was to come and to be Magal and to be Mevar and to clarify the Torah of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. Until the Arizal, the Zohar Kaddish was a closed book. No one understood the secrets of it, and the keys to understand the Zohar Kaddish, which is the Torah of Reb Shimon, was opened to us by the Arizal. This inyan of connecting the Arizal to Torah Chassidus and Torah Harizal, Torah Baal Shem Tov, Torah Harizal, it's not just stam. It's not just okay. They're beautiful Torahs. They're both. They should go together. What we see connecting the Baal Shem Tov with the Rav Nuna Saba, we see that the entire context of the Gilui of Torah Reb Shimon is within the context of Rav Hamnu Mesava. And when, you know, the Arizal said that his whole life he's not able, the whole Torah Arizal, the Arizal said, he's not able to be Magal his Torah unless it's through Rav Chaim Vital. Ad kedei kach that he took an oath that he's not, that anything Rav Chaim Vital asks, he's going to answer, and the Arizal refused to teach any Torah if it wasn't to Rav Chaim Vital. It was only through Rav Chaim Vital. Why is it Dafka Rav Chaim Vital? So you could say Rav Chaim Vital, I guess the pash, this is the way the simple pshat is, Rav Chaim Vital's neshama, for whatever reason, was just a kli for the Ariyah Kaddish, and he had a big neshama, v'chul. But based on this, it's much deeper than that. The Arizal, Torah Arizal is Torah Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon's Torah is in the context of Rav Hamnu Mesava, and so too in the next version of where the Ariyah Kaddish is Bimagala Torah, which is Rav Shimon again, it has to be through in the context of Rav Hamnu Mesava, which was Rav Chaim Vital. And that's what Taras HaBaal Shem Tov is also. Taras HaBaal Shem Tov is not a secondary thing that we could sort of like use to understand or whatever. The context of Pinyas HaTorah is given and is nimsar and is manifest in that context. That's why, again, it's ironic that although Rav Hamnu Mesava and the Zohar Kaddish is seen as higher than Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is yoinik from the Torah of Rav Hamnu Mesava, but the way it manifested practically was that Rav Hamnu Mesava, like he said, he's always traveling behind the Relaz and Rav Abba. He's traveling behind the Tzaddikim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov did also. He's Machni himself, and even though historically he's after the Ariyah Kaddish, and he's a way through which the Kisvei Ari become clarified, but based on what we're saying now, B'shoyrash HaShroshim, in the highest of roots, it's Yisrael Asher B'chol Hasbor. Rav Hamnu Mesava is the shirish of that. But now let's go a little bit more kamarnadik with this inyan. If the entire context of Pnimius HaTorah, which is Torah Reb Shimon and Torah Arizal, is framed through the lens of Rav Hamnu Mesava, and Rav Hamnu Mesava we're identifying as the root of Chassidus, so what does that tell us in terms of what Chassidus is, and therefore what Pnimius HaTorah is? So the word Hamnuna is related to the concept of a fish, right? That's what that was clear in the Maisa in the Zohar Kaddish. That's how Rav Lazar and Rav Abba picked up that we're dealing with Rav Hamnu Mesava over here, because it's related to a fish. But the word Hamnuna is also related to what other word? Amunah, faith. And so what that tells you is that the Iker, both the Iker Pesach into Pnimius HaTorah and the Iker Tachlis of Pnimius HaTorah is to deepen Amunah, Amunah Pshuta. And this is something that we find from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said, there's a Lashon, the Kamarna quotes this in a few places, the Baal Shem Tov said, Amunah is Dveikus, and Dveikus is Yichud. As he said, Amunah is Dveikus, Dveikus is Yichud. Baal Shem Tov said that all of his Madregas, he would give up all of his Madregas to have Amunah. That's what he said. And he said, and all of my Madregas came from Amunah. So it's all Amunah. Baal Shem Tov said such a thing. Where is this Indian coming from that all the Madregas of Baal Shem Tov is coming from Amunah? It's because it's Nishmas for Amunah Saba. That's the Indian of Hamnuna Saba, is that in the ability to be like a Nuneyam, to be like the fish, and to swim and to be able to conquer all areas of Torah and to go from one end of the universe to the other, comes from Amunah. That's where it comes from. It's the Kayach of Amunah. Amunah, in Chassidus is taught, Amunah is not a small thing that a person just relies on a bad day. The whole, everything is Amunah. Amunah is the deepest part of the neshama is expressed through Amunah. Not in Seichel. The deepest part of the neshama is expressed through Amunah. And all of Pnimius HaTorah is really to give context and to bring expression, to give a language to express Amunah. Without Pnimius HaTorah, it's not the pshat that without Pnimius HaTorah a person can't have Amunah, Chas V'Shalom. But without Pnimius HaTorah, it's very hard to articulate Amunah. It's very hard to talk the language of Amunah, to express it, and to give kalem to it. That's what Kisvei Ari, to a certain degree, is about. That's what you see throughout the Kamar Nesvarim, this inyan of Amunah being the beginning, the middle, and the end. And that's the context within which Kisvei Ari and Taras Reb Shimon is able to be revealed. And that's the as you see a little bit in this Maisus. No, Hashem should help us in the Schus of the Tzaddikim. Should be miskasher. We should be able to find the Amunah within ourselves. And if a person has Amunah, which we all do, Aminim b'nei Aminim, then we're makusha to all the Tzaddiki Emes, and from there to all Pnimius HaTorah. We should be to see Nechamas and Yeshuas and Gulas, Mamish, Berevach, Behatzol, Yamel, Yehudim, Mimakayim Azev, from all the Makayimis, and should be able to see good things, Rezah Hashem, Besuris, Taifas, and Gulas, Shalem, Barachim, Amen. Amen.